an interview where this woman was having a baby. So that when they're trafficked like this, they are prostituted, they're pimped, and then their children are born to be organ harvested. So I'm not saying what I'm saying here. I certainly have sympathy and empathy for any of the women. I'm saying that it's a false dichotomy through siloing and psyoping when they say that.
It's a complicated issue that really needs to be brought up. And how do we do this in an empathetic, godlike, we care about people way instead of the way they're doing it? Just a brief interruption to the program to talk to you about peptides. I'm working with Dr. Diane Kaiser to bring you guys peptides. I'll have a link below. So if you have any questions on any of this, you can join her tribe for $1 and get all your questions answered. But I have some exciting ones to bring to you. I'm using them too. I have this anti-aging one that works wonders on helping the cell generation and building up your collagen. And then I have the retatrutide, if I pronounced that right. The retatrutide has shown in studies, it's amazing. In 36 weeks, in human trials, have shown an average of 24% reduction in body weight. Incredible. And then I have another one, SLUPP-332. That one you can get in capsules. I call it the moron proof because you can get it in capsules. You don't have to inject yourself. It's not nasal spray. But that one is making in the bodybuilding industry is just game changer because in mice, in the trials, it showed a 12% reduction in body weight in 4 weeks. It mimics exercise. They're seeing 70% greater endurance. I mean, it's just incredible. It's taking that industry by storm, and you can get it in capsules. And I have a link below as well. I'm very excited about this. So I hope you join me in this journey and try some of these peptides. Okay. So I have the link below, or you can go to sarahwestall.com under shop. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Jeffrey Prather coming to the program. He has extensive background in intelligence and all sorts of areas. Okay, he's going to explain a lot of different areas. He's worked in PSYOPs. He worked in the Panama Canal during the 80s when Oliver North and all those things were happening. He was the whistleblower that came out on Fast and Furious and what actually happened there. He was all over the news, Fox News, and everybody interviewed him for that. But since then, he was smeared for doing nothing, and kind of like General Flynn was, and he tells a story a little bit about that. But he has an intelligence report that he puts out a couple times a week. And we are going to talk about the two front war he believes that Trump is fighting, that he sees strategically from what Trump has said and from what he's seeing so far that he is putting words into action. And then we're going to talk about a lot of different other things as well. This is a really good conversation. I don't agree on everything he says, but I really agree with his foundational principle of ethics and morals being our compass, a moral compass, and having everything we do be based on that. And that we are lacking, we talk about empathy and how empathy is lacking. And we're lacking that in our decisions. And that's a lot of why we're seeing what we're seeing. And he's going to talk about that and where it stems from. And people who've watched my show for many years knows where a lot of this stems from. But I get stumbled over how the rank and file and the average everyday people can go along with it. I did the whole series on mind control and fifth generation warfare. I understand how they're messing with us psychologically and how that happens, but I want to understand the mechanisms of that. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. But before we get into that, I want to talk about this. It's called SLUPP. It's really called SLUPP-332, which is, they've abbreviated it to SLUPP, or that's the common term that a lot of folks in the wellness or the cutting edge of athletics is where you're seeing a lot of this, bodybuilders and stuff. But it is not just for them. That's who have adapted it first or took it on first. This is being touted as a mimicker of exercise. It mimics freaking exercise. And in preclinical trial, I know it sounds crazy and absurd, but in clinical trials with obese mice, they lost 12% of their body weight in 4 weeks. Even more interesting is their increase, mice, normal mice increase their endurance by 70% and their distance by 45%. And these are the kinds of studies that are ongoing now, but they've been studying this also for the effects of in your brain and cognitive. There are so many benefits to this that it is exploding into all these different areas of people doing research on it. But fortunately, I have it available for people. It is only $89.99 plus a 10% discount that you can get. So that's all it is for 60 capsules. I just talked to Diane Kayser. We've been working on getting these peptides out, which this is a type of peptide. And we are working on getting it at a really affordable price, the company that we're working with. And so it's all in research mode, but working through her as a doctor, understanding what the dosages are. So this has 60 capsules that you can take. And she recommends taking one capsule the first month and two capsules the second month. So this for the first month, this would last, this is a 2 month supply if you only do one a day. But if you do two a day, it's a 1 month supply for $89.99 minus 10% of with the coupon. That's an amazing price to try this. And the other thing is they're not seeing any kind of serious side effects. It's really, as she says, it's really a more of a mild, it's not super aggressive. Like some of these GLP-1s are really aggressive. This one is not having those aggressive effects, but still having really profound results. So I'm really excited about this. I wrote an article about this on my Substack. You can go to sarahwestall.substack.com. I also have a link to it below so you can read. I have the clinical studies. I have links to people who've been using it. It is really an interesting read, without a doubt, as far as all the stuff this does. If you are interested in trying it, I will have the link below, or you can go to sarahwestall.com under shop. Okay, let's get into my fantastic discussion with Jeffrey Prather. Hi, Jeffrey. Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
Your background is extensive in special ops, in intelligence, and that whole world. And you came out a while ago, I don't know how many years ago now, about the Fast and Furious. And you were on all sorts of, you were on Fox News, you were on all the major networks talking about what was going on with that. And that's when you splashed into the, scene as far as the public is concerned. Maybe you were before, I don't know. So can Pete, you give us a background? What is your, it's so extensive and deep, and I don't think people realize just how much you've done.
Well, first off, I was a product of rape. I went to an orphanage, got adopted, so I could still be aborted in a lot of states. So I'm very, very pro-life, and very grateful and blessed by all that. But yeah, I went into the Army as a military intelligence branch officer. But because I was airborne, I went into Special Operations Command at Fort Bragg. I went into PSYOPs. I commanded an airborne PSYOP detachment, which attached to 7th Special Forces and the Rangers, and that was in the 80s. So we were always in Central and South America, but mostly in Central America. So I ended up doing a lot of stuff with the Contras, and I saw the CIA cash and Contra and cocaine scheme that Ollie North developed go wrong because he basically built the Clinton cartel of death. And I was actually called in. I'd been undercover in Panama for about 9 months. I had to cut my hair, put on my green beret and class A's, and go sit behind the SOC South commander because the first 30, 45 minutes were, are we going to end up before Congress like Ollie North? And the answer was no, we were doing everything we were chartered to do. But that's the first time I saw CIA covert operations go wrong. And since then, that really showed me the model of how the CIA sells drugs and gets all this black money and does whatever they want. So later on, I left active duty and went into the Drug Enforcement Administration in 1990, which is right after the Panama invasion. when Noriega had been handed off from the military to the U.S. Marshals to the DEA and was no longer a CIA asset. And I was a DEA agent for 19 years until I was fired, never being charged, never being convicted, never even had a bad evaluation. But what had happened was I had been called back to active duty in 03 for the second Gulf War to the DIA because I was dual credentialed simultaneously as a DEA special agent with a TS top secret under the DOJ, while I was also a DIA Defense Intelligence Agency intelligence officer with a top secret under the DOD. And so I could do a lot of things legally under both hats that other people maybe could not do. So anyway, I was extraditing the first Mexican cartel leader, Miguel Caro Quintero, when I got called to active duty. They left my CI in the wind. He tried to sue the head of the DEA, Michelle Leonhardt, and they called me. I had troops over at the Pentagon. I had a cell there, so I went over across the way from the Pentagon to the DEA headquarters because the Leonhardt was all freaked out that she was getting sued for a $5 million State Department reward. And I reassured the informant guy, no, can't do that. Here's the paperwork. I'll show you the file. That's separate from what we've paid him. But then I said, but she destroyed my case because we were extraditing the first Mexican cartel leader. Well, that was a sea change because they live in like, kings in prison palaces. So if they were coming, that changed everything. And I said inadvertently, but she destroyed my case because instead of letting me pay him $10,000 a month, I was making $250,000 payments to him. So he had very little incentive to continue on for the extradition process and the trial process. And I went back to work, didn't think much of it. But then all of a sudden, I was a hero up until then, working big cases. And all of a sudden, I was under investigation, exactly like Flynn, exactly like Trump. And at the first reawakening, my wife went up to Flynn at the speaker's dinner and said, "You know what you just went through with the FBI? My husband went through 10 years ago with the DEA." And what I came to find out was, I had inadvertently then exposed, because I had worked fast and furious, I was the DEA special agent liaison to ATF. And a lot of people don't know, Fast and Furious began at DEA with an ATF group in DEA Phoenix. What it turned out was the Niebla Zambada federal trial is DEA agents admitted under oath that yes, the DEA had a deal with the Sinaloa cartel to let them run drugs north in exchange for the Fast and Furious guns going south. And I had inadvertently initially uncovered that. And that's why they targeted me to destroy. If you want to kill the message, you kill the messenger. And so they slandered me, all kinds of allegations. It was a real tough time for me.
I can imagine.
But now, I get, if I'm talking, I get standing ovations. But at the time, last time I was on Fox or Laura Ingraham or something, I was exposing Brian Terry, of course, was killed by Fast and Furious Guns, the Border Patrol agent. I've worked extensively with them. And the government was excluding the two AK-47s, which were Fast and Furious run guns, from the murder trial. And I said, why would you ever exclude the murder weapons from a murder trial unless you're trying to cover something up? And I went on to talk about Eric Holder and the DOJ and the D. Of course, back then, it was a little Special Agent Prather saying, the DEA's lying, the DOJ's lying, the Attorney General's lying. And everybody's looking at me like, what do you? Of course, now, we know Attorney General and DOJ, and if that's all they do is lie. But back then, it wasn't fun to go through, but eventually I was vindicated and everything I had said was
It's
true.
hard being first, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I wasn't first. There were, Vince
But you know
Cifalo,
what I
Don Dawson,
mean.
were too, but I was one of
But
the
it's
early guys. Yes.
you're first before this culture catches up. That's what I'm talking about. When you're in that first, before culture catches up, it's really hard because I've been here too. Yeah, or there too on different issues. Not quite like this, it's a different thing, but yeah.
So now I because I was inside all of these, and because I was also on a lot of covert operations, I know when I see them. So, like January 6th was an obvious covert operation. I can see the covert teams. I see the tapes on the helmets, the ball cap colored, the ball caps turned around. So that's, what I now, bring to the forefront. And it's really still a learning process for me too, because, I thought we were the good guys all the time. So that's kind of a summary of, my background.
Well, it gives you a different insight onto what's going on. You have been analyzing the what's happening with Trump's picks and where you see the administration going from what their priorities are from a military standpoint. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Yeah. And my show, so I'm not a news guy. I'm an intelligence officer. I say I'm now America's intelligence officer. And so my shows are me assessing the intelligence. And then sometimes I bring evidence because I was a criminal investigator, in 1811 for the DEA. And so I present the evidence if I have it is fact-based truth that is usable in court, or intelligence information, which is analyzed information, which is an assessment of probability. And so I'm totally a supporter of Trump. So glad he is back, but we're all now kind of waiting to see, where he is at on various issues. And most of it looks very good. He's right now, of course, we're really waiting about RFK's hearing, because Trump has called himself the father of vaccines. Everybody on his staff, his vice president, they're all in Big Pharmakia. And Big Pharmakia is really what I say the intelligence agencies are doing. In my day, it was cocaine. Now it's really Big Pharma. Because the COVID bioweapon stuff, it comes out of Fort Detrick. CIA grabbed it when Nixon told it to be destroyed, and then it was the story is that it came out of a lab leak. But that's a it, the Burin cleavage is very clearly that it was man-made. I work in biotech competitive intelligence. That's my real job that I've been doing since 2014. And Trump seems to be very unaware of that. RFK is very aware of that. But he has frozen all that research right now, and the hearings are going on. And so that's real important. That's one big thing, because Big Pharma, Big Pharmakia, and of course I'm quoting scripture there as a Christian chaplain, is a huge, huge problem. If you watch Fox or CNN or every other commercial is take this next drug. It might kill you, but it'll straighten your penis and it'll harden up your poop or whatever. And then the other big problem is the American Christian Zionism, I think. And Hegseth is, although he's bringing back the warrior ethics, I just saw a new Green Beret commercial, and I served in special forces. It was great. But that he wants to build the third temple, and of course that activates end times revelation scripture. But Trump seems to be pulling back from the Middle East, and there are Gazans going back into Gaza. Now, I always said that they would never wipe them all out, because they need them as an enemy, as a foil.
That's too bad. I did read that they were going to, because the plan is to clear them out of there, bring them into Egypt and the Sinai Peninsula and whatever. And I read that Trump is wanting to do that, bring most of them, replace or relocate most of them. The sad part is they probably need to, at least temporarily, but they shouldn't then lose their land forever.
Well, but they're bringing them back in now. Right now, they're bringing them back in. And the reason they're bringing them back in is because Mossad and the British and the CIA sponsored Hamas in the first place. And they're never going to destroy that. They want to keep that foil so that they can keep all their intelligence agencies. And again, that one of the
But isn't
biggest
that?
intel stories I broke was October 7th was set up,
That's
and that
right.
they stood down for 7 hours.
Yeah, that's right. And so, isn't that pretty What do you think about a group of people being abused for the sake of some game that they're doing? Because those people are under assault nonstop. So they need them to be in this horrible situation for their games. You know what I
Well,
mean? At some point,
I
it's
have
like, leave these people alone.
American
Or,
Indian,
yeah.
Apache heritage. So, yeah, can certainly relate to that. And it's not that Hamas or tribes did not slaughter people and kill babies. They certainly did.
Hold on.
But did I lose you?
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
No, that's okay. But that they are villainized through the culture. So just if you look at the traditional movies and TVs of looking at the tribes, where they make up a language, they make up ceremonies, they make up fake history. The same thing has been done about Gaza,
Yep.
and that's because they want to foil. The same actors that set up 9/11 set up October 7th. The purpose of 9/11, I think, was to bring America's military might against Israel's enemies. But the purpose about October 7th is to bring about the one world government via the one world Messiah, which is now collapsing. Netanyahu's plan for that is falling apart, and they're letting Gazans come back in. And the new assistant secretary, I can't think of his name, he was CIA, is saying we shouldn't be in the Middle East at all. So that's real good news.
That is good news. Well, just ending these endless wars, but I am concerned about any group of people being used in that way because that's torture. I mean, it's horrible. But let's get on to the two war front that you have talked about. I want to dive into that a little bit, and then I want to get into some of this stuff in the Panama Canal because I know that you have had extensive time down there. So I want to talk about the two war front. And then it looks like the Panama Canal region is going to turn into something, a bigger conflict as well.
Yeah, so I have analyzed what Trump has been doing, and what I've said on my Substack and on my cast, the Prather Point, which is at jeffreyprather.com, is that Trump has just declared a two-war front, and the first one is the deep state, and he has to fight that battle because they've already initiated that fight. They've tried to kill him. I think the assassinations were clearly. And I've talked about this in great detail. The Secret Service was in on it. The CIA was in on it. And I've done a lot of dignitary protection. The last presidential candidate I guarded alongside Secret Service was Santorum. In my day, they were very competent. They could shoot. They could fight. They knew what they were doing. That was planned incompetence. That was purposeful negligence. And of course, the second shooter was somebody who had been in Ukraine. You've been at Fort Bragg. And that means he's tied into CIA without a doubt. If he's tied into Ukraine, it's State Department, which is CIA. So they've initiated this war against Trump and the American people. The bioweapons were democide and
Yep.
are democide. The killing of one's own people by the government. That's what the definition of democide is. That's what Gaza was. That's what the tribal wars were. So he has to fight that war. And I think he is fighting it. I don't think he's fighting it hard enough. I think the FBI and the CIA need to be decimated, not just the top guys, like the politicians say, but it's the rank and file at this point. So
Well,
that's the
because what
one
would
war.
someone just replace? I mean, you get rid of the top guys, there's still a culture there that's infested.
It is. So I worked the border for 10 years. So I worked with ICE, with Border Patrol, DHS, constantly, FBI as well. And what people have to understand, and I've had Tara Rhodes on my show too, is that the rank and file of Border Patrol and ICE and DHS have been running children, women, arms and drugs and terrorists for the last 4 years. They know what they were doing. They know where they're taking these kids to the same houses over and over, that you can't hold that many kids. They're pimping kids. So it really needs to really be decimated. How you prosecute all that is going to be huge. And there seem to be the beginnings of that happening. But the point is, Trump has to fight that deep state war. Otherwise, they will come after him.
Do you
And
think
they'll
that?
continue to come after him. So that's the first war he's got to fight.
Do you think before we get into the second war, it's kind of mind-boggling, and this is the what people have a hard time getting past, is that we actually have people in this country that would pimp out kids, you know? And so my thinking, and do you think that, and the same with like the doctors doing what they did with COVID, the mindset gets to the point where they see so much death and destruction, kind of like what they've been seeing in Gaza, that they just don't care anymore. Is that what happens? Is it the people lose their empathy? I mean, because how do we have rank and file people implementing this stuff? And I know blackmail's a thing, but it's hard for me to understand how the actual everyday people don't just say, I can't be part of this, other than they've seen so much bad that it doesn't faze them anymore.
Well, you just said a key term there is empathy. As a Christian chaplain, the passion of Yeshua gives him empathy with our sufferings. And a lot of people don't understand that. Because when God has gone through our own sufferings in human form, then there is an empathetic connection, not sympathy, but empathy.
Yep.
And I think as we've lost our national ethics, which are based on our morals, we've lost our empathy. In my day, I was watching it fade from federal agents of the focus on God and family and children, and that is purposeful. That's a propagandization of the society where they say abortion as opposed to infanticide or the murder of the preborn. At the very top of this, I think is demonic. Well, it's Satan, and then there's principles and powers. Below that are hyper-rich old families that believe death is a disease. They're working on immortality. That's where you get into the adrenochrome and the blood stuff. And below that is all the Council of 300 and the Club of Rome and Pilgrim Society and all of that stuff. At that level, I think it's still focused on a Molochian child sacrifice. But as you get down to the rank and file, I think it's just accepted culture now. I think the same people that are showing the dog commercials where they show these poor dogs and cats that have been abused wouldn't think twice about killing an unborn baby because they've been so psyoped and siloed by that. And that is something we really need to change. People need to watch Gosnell. People need to watch Unplanned, and see real violence. If people saw real violence is so terrible that having seen real violence, that it's almost never shown in movies. Very few movies show
It's
real violence.
glorified pretty much. It's
Yeah, it's
peak.
glorified. It's kind of John Wayne, bar fight stuff,
But if
jazzed
it's
up.
real, I mean, war is literally hell.
So that's what I think. But I think we need to return to a culture of empathy, and you're going to have to develop empathy. You have empathy if you have children. Wow, what if that was my child? Because I'm a dad. But so much of the culture is against marriage, against family, against children today. That's all by design, as far as I'm concerned.
Empathy is a key thing here. So what is the other front? War front in the way you see it.
Well, the other front
Deep
is
state
there
being one.
is Trump's designation of the cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, finally. And again, I have a lot of experience with that.
Experience the groundbreaking advancements of Leela's quantum technology, now backed by over 40 placebo-controlled studies conducted by elite institutions and renowned universities worldwide. This revolutionary technology surpasses previous achievements, as confirmed by prestigious organizations such as the Emoto Institute in Japan. Scientific investigations reveal that Leela's technology not only enhances blood health and circulation, but also neutralizes the adverse effects of electromagnetic fields, expedites wound healing, and elevates ATP production in human cells. Embrace the extraordinary benefits of Leela's tech as recognized and utilized by world-class athletes, esteemed functional medicine practitioners, and leading figures in the field of biohacking. Explore a range of transformative products from the Heal capsule, shielding you from harmful EMFs, to the Quantum Block, allowing you to infuse frequencies into your cherished possessions. Dive into the realm of innovation and wellness at sarahwestall.com/shop or by following the link below.
I've done a lot of dangerous stuff in my career, you know, as a paratrooper. I snuck into Nicaragua with special forces way back in the day. But by far the most dangerous stuff I ever did was cross-border operations into Mexico. I mean, we had our pistols under our shirts, but we weren't supposed to because you're still not allowed to carry down there. The cartels have long controlled Mexico and the plazas, the corridors. In my day, a comandante, a federale comandante, came in with his guys, and it's not just a comandante who transfers. When he transfers, all his guys come with him. And then he pays a mordida, a little bite of about $1 million. Again, this is dated. I don't know what it is now. About $1 million to own that plaza, that corridor. And everything that comes through there, he takes a cut of. Well, now the cartels clearly own all of those established corridors. They on the other side of the border, they've got the stash houses, they've got the prep houses, the packaging houses, all of that stuff. And I know I used to go and see them. This is the cartels have their own armies. They have their own intelligence services. Their budgets are bigger than the DEA's budget. And you can never fight. And this is where it's been gone wrong is Border Patrol and DEA are law enforcement organizations, and they're trying to fight armies. It'll never work. The cartels bring across, Humvees with M60s on them. Or the Mexican Army Blackhawks that have been bought off. And that's been happening since Kiki Camarena's time. The only way to really fight that is with the military. And it looks like Trump's going to do that. He just brought the 101st, the old storied 101st military police down. So they're military, but they're also police. So they can do direct law enforcement operations as well. But really needs to get more troops. And there were allegedly under Trump before special operations units working south of the border, likely my old group, 7th Special Forces, because that's the Latin American group, and likely SEAL Team 4, that's the Latin American SEAL Team in that regard. That has a fight that has started because now we're seeing cartels openly firing at Border Patrol, where before they didn't really want to do that. The cartels operate very differently in Mexico than they do in America because they don't want to bring the heat on themselves. And under Biden, they could do what they wanted. Now it looks like they are openly fighting. It looks like I haven't gotten a chance to look at the details, but killing that border patrolman up in Vermont and then firing on the border patrolman in Texas recently. It looks like that war is on. DEA with a task force in Colorado just did a big raid on Tren de Aragua, taking them right on. And that's going to be a real bloody war. And I don't think they'll call it a war. I think they'll call it law enforcement, but really, it's a war, and it's going to take place and is taking place on American soil.
Do you think it will be more noticeable to the average everyday person, this kind of war? Because I know that they're doing, trying to clear out, doing raids and clearing some of these people out. And what you're saying here, do you think this will become something that everyday people will encounter and see?
Well, yeah, I mean they're seeing it now. You can see all the Border Patrol camps, south of Tucson, where they're putting all the illegals in Aravaca. So they're there, and I think you're going to see a lot more violence. But they'll probably cover it up, and I don't think they should. I think they should say it's a war, it's on American soil, and Americans back it. That's how I would present it. But the fact that they've been pimping, raping these kids coming up from Mexico and Guatemala and
That's right.
Honduras for and going into rape houses and rape fields and rape hotels, and then putting them in porn and everything, is probably too much for the PR guys in the White House to do. But I think the American people would get totally behind that. Now Trump has said he's
Hold on
going
a
to.
second. The people, because they're not doing this and the evidence isn't getting out there to, it's just people like me or you or whatever saying this, the average Democrat, if you will, believes this, all of this is conspiracy theory. I've been told that.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
really, that's what they truly believe. And that's what they're told. That's
No,
what they told.
that's very true. And they're siloed by their fake news sources. But the fake news sources are dying
Which is
quickly.
great.
CNN, MSNBC, they're Fox, they're all, and I really include Fox there too.
Yeah, because their numbers are less than the numbers of podcasters, the top
Exactly,
podcasters. Yes.
exactly. So that's conventional, that's traditional unconventional warfare. Special forces unconventional warfare doctrine is the more repressive that YouTube and mainstream media becomes, the more the resistance builds, the authentic resistance builds. And the authentic resistance of like you and me, our shows, everybody else's show is it just keeps growing and people end up turning to that because the demographic for the Fox and CNN guys is like 70 or something. So they're not going to be
Yes.
around forever. And so they're going to lose even more because primarily it's an information war. It's a psyop war. Most of what intelligence agencies do is not collect intelligence, it's collect people. It's psyops.
It's
It's
mind
like
control.
the FBI doesn't manage fight crime, it manages crime. The FBI doesn't fight terrorism, it manages terrorism. The CIA doesn't collect intelligence, it collects people and it runs psyops. That's what people don't get. So every time there's another cool FBI TV show or movie or CIA cool, Bourne thing, that's psyops. That's trying to say, no, we're really the good guys. I just saw Lioness, where a Delta team attached to a CIA is beating up a DEA agent who turned out to be good. I'm like, do you know any history of Kiki Camarena? How there was a CIA guy there when they were tortured and murdered? Evidently not. They're still buying into this stuff,
Well,
even
that's
though
remarkable.
I love Taylor Sheridan. I mean, I got horses, I love his grit and Yellowstone and stuff, but I'm really frustrated to see people still buying into this stuff. And I guess it's because they didn't live it. But inside the community, the FBI has never been looked at as premier. I knew FBI agents who'd never cuffed anybody in 20 years. And the CIA, we called them clowns in action. The DIA was much better. It's like the SEALs inside the community. The public thinks the SEALs are the greatest. The SEALs are the mess inside the special operations community. Everybody's known it for a long time. Latrell's story was phony. Slabinski, stole John Chapman's Medal of Honor, even though it was recorded on FLIR. So there's a great gap between what the public understands and what really is, and it's because they are continually psyoped through media, through film, through news, through TV shows, through movies.
Do you think that the PSYOP, see, I think the PSYOP has gotten so bad that it's disintegrating the people. Like our culture is just imploding. with COVID and all these things that have happened, we're just imploding on ourselves because they've done too many psyops. And that's probably the goal of the people funding all of it. That's what it looks like.
No, it is. It's cascading polycrisis. And so you keep cascading polycrisis, you keep everybody in a state of panic all the time. So there was a study done where they put dogs in cages and they shocked them. And the dogs bounced around. And then they opened the door to the cage and they shocked the dogs again. And the dogs would not leave the cage because they were fixated on their initial trauma. They were obsessed. Now I'm kind of mixing spiritual terms, seduction of evil terms, which is starts with oppression to obsession to infection, infestation to possession. But they have to be led out of the cages, and that's what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. That's what all alternative truth media, liberty luminaries are doing is come on out of the cage, even though they're continually being shocked constantly.
Why is it that you were able to get past that and didn't cower in a corner? You know what I mean? It's a real thing. Why do you think?
Oh, well,
Like you
so
don't know really, right? You're just
I
like, I
won the
don't know
lottery.
why.
I was so, because my wife found my birth mom, so that's how I know I was a product of rape. Rather than saying, so there's a false psyop right there. Is so kill the babies that are products of rape. What does the baby have to do with the sin and crime of the baby's creation? The answer is nothing. It is. But it's a great way to kill more babies. And it's still on a lot of books. So, my mom had the bravery to have me. And then my mom and dad had the bravery and courage to adopt me. And, I ended up in a great family. I went to, private Catholic school. I had a striped tie and then St. Xavier. And I know the Jesuits. Yes, I know all the, high school and, college. And so, I've been blessed over and over. But I went into martial arts very young, and so was
Strength
very
of mind.
physically competent, and got to go to special forces shooting school. So I was very tactically competent. And these guys are not geniuses and giants. They are failures with father wounds, and they are defeatable, and they are losing. And I'll tell you. I'll give you the perfect example is. It, everybody pretty much, and it's being declassified right now, is the JFK and Martin Luther King assassination files. Pretty clear that the deep state, which is the intelligence agencies, were in on it. FBI, CIA,
Yep.
mafia, Mossad. And the message with JFK was, hey, get in line or you're next. And so, what people don't understand about sniping is the psychological operations component. Because when you snipe one guy, you intimidate 200, 1,000, and everybody falls in line. You immobilize a battalion because nobody wants to be the next guy. But that's force multiplication. That's great. The real effect of sniping is psychological. But when you miss, and then you miss again, the effect is reverse. Is these guys are clowns in action, and they are not supermen. They are not giants. They are not geniuses. They are failures with father wounds, and their corruption makes them so incompetent that they can't even hit their target, and they can't recruit anybody. Like the second guy, Ruthie or whatever his name is, he's a joke with his colored hair, and that's what they're left recruiting. At
They
that
got the
point.
C team working on it. They used to do psyops that were better, or maybe they had more control over the media, so the psyops seemed better. But now they just seem like complete jokes.
Well, that's because, so, and this is why I think this election wasn't rigged. Not that it was just too big to rig, but they did not have the human capital to take the human terrain. And so what I mean by, and so I've run in DEI, I've run a lot of confidential informants. In DEI, I've run a lot of assets. It's basically the same thing. You recruit somebody to work for you, to go inside a cartel, or a drug organization or inside an enemy camp and provide you, it's human intelligence. And so, I was talking that I paid my informant a lot of money, but that really wasn't why he worked for me, because he could certainly get more money from the cartels than I could budget. Like the lifetime cap for a DEA confidential informant was $250,000. Now, I paid my guy that one time in one payment and multiple payments, but I had to jump through all kinds of crazy hoops and red tape to get that to happen. But what I could say was, I will never betray you. I will never betray your children. Now, what's that worth?
That a lot,
That's
yes.
priceless.
Whereas the cartel will, but the
Right.
cartel will pay you a lot.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So that,
And
so
same with
my word, and I put two
the
guys into
money.
WITSEC, and I still won't give up the name of my informant, even though he's written books and been in the newspaper. But that's my credibility, my integrity, authenticity of why you could work with me. What have you seen since Obama is they give up every informant. They gave up the Pakistani doctor that was trying to go into the compound. They
That's
give up
so
everybody. Why
sad.
do they do that? They do that on purpose so no one will work with us at all. So they've done that for so long now that the best they can get is what you see by the second sniping attempt.
Well, and there was pictures of Biden's administration that just looked like clown world. You know, it was my husband said they're just it's so bad that they're doing it to humiliate all of us. And I'm like, that is exactly what was going on. What they were putting in front of the people was so bad, it was just a humiliation ritual or something.
It is. I agree with that totally. But they also don't show, you never see on Fox or Newsmax, pedo Joe groping kids. But he's always groping kids. We've all seen, but they don't do it. Why don't they do it? Why isn't that the top story? President groping a child again. Why is that not the top story? Because they are in on it. They have been infested with it, even though that would bring them to the forefront, but they're paid off in that regard, and they've become numb to it.
Complacent. Yep. That's the loss of empathy. They're okay
Yes, it's the loss of empathy. Yeah.
because if children are being harmed and you turn your blind eye to it, there's something wrong with you at that point.
It's just like when they say, right to choose, her body, her choice. That's a fallacious argument from the start. Her body, her choice is not the issue. Who is looking out for the baby's body? The baby's choice, the most defenseless who have the right to life. That's the real. But by putting it her body, her choice, they're ignoring the whole issue from
I
the
have,
beginning.
and I agree with you, and I have empathy for your situation. I have empathy for the women who've been raped, and they're, I can't put myself into their situation. And I know, like Courtney Turner is another person who would have been aborted. It was a botched abortion, and she ended up having some lifetime things, but she's a genius, very much like you in the fact that she was a victim of, or that she wasn't, her mother wasn't raped. She just wanted to do an abortion. It didn't work. And it was a long story. But I think that we don't, there are situations where if women are raped and they're forced to have the baby, now you're forcing, I don't want to have this conversation necessarily, but I think it's an important one. You can force women to be impregnated and then you can force them to have children. You can do baby farms. It can be horrifying for the women that are in those situations that are forced against their will to have children. You know what I'm saying?
No,
And
yeah, and there was just an interview where this woman was having a baby. So that when they're trafficked like this, they are prostituted, they're pimped, and then their children are born to be organ harvested.
that kind of just, oh,
So I'm not saying what I'm saying here. I certainly have
that's even
sympathy and
more horrible.
empathy for any of the women. I'm saying that it's a false dichotomy through siloing and psyoping when they
For
say
sure.
that.
It's a
And
complicated issue that really needs to be brought up, and how do we do this in an empathetic, godlike, we care about people way instead of the way they're doing it?
well, now you come back to And that's exactly right. And so you've got to have a moral center. The United States was great because it had ethics that made it great. That I say America was exceptional because of our exceptional love of life and freedom. We love life and freedom so much that we'll fight, kill, and die for it. We love life and freedom so much that we'll send our sons and daughters out to foreign lands to fight, kill, and die for it. And then when we win, and if the American military is unleashed, which it rarely is, last time it was unleashed was World War II, then we do something no one else has ever done. We give that country back. And the examples are Germany, Japan, and that is what makes us exceptional. Our exceptional love of life and freedom from our ethics, but our ethics come from our morals, and our morals come from our spiritual base, which I say is Mosaic, Ten Commandment Law, Christic, two Christic commandments, and Athachanas, Indigenous, which are two laws which most people don't know, but here the native laws are nothing must ever be done to harm children, and everything is born of woman. So I'm not going to do the 10 and the 2, the 10 Mosaic and the 2 Christic, because everybody knows those, but most people don't know about the Athachanas. But think about that, how relevant those are today. Never harm children, and everything is born of woman, not trannies, woman. And so if you fuse 10 commandments, 2 Christic commandments, 2 Athachanas commandments together, I say you get American exceptionalism. And then you have a straight line of which to look at everything else. And that's how you then navigate these difficult moral lines. But if you don't have any basis, then, oh yeah, I guess it's okay to pimp kids. Yeah, I guess it's okay to kill kids. I guess it's okay to drug the populations. That's what we're in Germany, they're having sex with German shepherds. I guess that's okay too.
It's just yeah,
That's
it's
where we
incredible.
that's where Pedo Joe and Joe's Pedos have taken us to.
Well, but
But
that's
this.
why that's how you can look through psyops as well if you have a moral compass. What was happening with Israel attacking Gaza, we know there's all sorts of issues, but basing it on a false flag situation is now it puts the entire thing in a different context.
Well, that is the biggest worry, because that is a deep state ploy that has manipulated American Christian Zionists and Jewish Zionists, and you got to understand, what that means, because most modern Jews are rabbinic Talmudists. That is, they study with rabbis and they study the Talmud, which is the commentary on the Torah. The Torah is the books of Moses. And Yeshua, Jesus, came to fulfill the Torah. But most Jews don't even study Torah. They just listen to rabbis tell them about Talmud. And if you listen to Talmud, there's 18 genders and you can have sex with little babies because they're flexible or something. And that's what you saw in the New York Chabad-Lubavitch debacle, and that's why you
Wow.
see that child sex Jewish guy being arrested, I think in Guatemala or Mexico or someplace, because that's not at all what the Torah taught. Just like the way Zionism is interpreted by American Christian Zionism, Pentecostals and evangelicals all the time, is that Ukraine or that Israel is this perfect state and we're terrible, where if anything, Israel, the government of Israel, is as worse than, our government.
Well,
So there's got to be a center.
the
There's
point
got to be
is
a
that
center
no
scriptural
government,
line. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say the point is no government is off limits. And the
Right.
fact that they've said criticizing Israel, the government of Israel is off limits, if
Right.
that's not the biggest red flag available, I don't know what else is.
And yet millions of American Christian Zionists are all in. You go into churches, and I've gone into churches to do speeches and tried to say this, and they get because they've been taught this through
I know.
Darby and the Scofield Bible, which is all scriptural heresy, and it's interpreted wrongly. But the point is, this has been done purposefully to create a religious war inside America. So it's Christians, Jews, and Muslims against each other, when they all have a lot in common. They all have the Old Testament Torah in common.
So, okay, where can people follow you? You have really good information with a deep, rich background. Where can they follow you?
JeffreyPrather.com. My shows are Tuesdays and Thursdays, live, 1 p.m. Central Time. And sometimes I do, guest appearances or have special shows on Wednesday as well.
Which I was appeared on one of your shows, which was fantastic, and I
You
appreciated
did.
it.
Yeah, and you've had me back. Thank you so much.
So thank you. You were great. I really appreciate having you on.
Thank you, Sarah.